I will bless the Lord who guides me. Even at night, my heart instructs me. I know the Lord is always with me. I will not be shaken, for he is right beside me.
Tango Day. Hey, Paso, everyone.
Hello.
It's Bumper Sticker Wisdom.
It is. It's time.
I'm Jason.
I'm John.
It's a different intro.
It is. kind of felt it
with the music the way it is, just jamming out over here.
Yeah, we almost, in the middle of that, so like I mute our mics anymore because sometimes we'll say things that maybe we shouldn't, and we capture it.
Almost 9,000% of the time.
Almost. And I couldn't hear, I could see you were trying to say something, so I was like, oh, yeah, don't do that. He was asking me how did the music thing go, because we actually have 3 episodes on Spotify that have been banned, and I don't have time to go back and redo everything in order to get them back on there. As far as I'm aware, based on what I can see, all episodes are still available on all other platforms, but Spotify has banned 3. All because, somehow or another, the intro music we were using suddenly had, there was an issue with the copyright rights. What's wrong with The Wire?
Yeah. Keeps ending up under my fat ass is what happened. Pulling it out of my ears. It's
pulling it? Yeah, I got it. But yeah, anyway, so the copyright issue with the music has caused 3 of our episodes to be banned on Spotify. Yeah. Nothing I can do about it other than go back and
remove it. For shame.
I guess I could go back and remove it, but, you know, there's other options. You don't have to only go to Spotify.
Yeah. Go to our website, man.
Yeah. All the other options are there.
That's what I gave my uncle. My uncle's like, how do I listen to your show? I said, check out Bumper Sticker Wisdom.
Yeah. Here's the website. Go there.
Bumper-sticker-wisdom.com. He's like, what?
Yeah.
We have our own website, bro.
Yeah. It's a shame that you haven't found us yet.
Yeah. I just lost it.
We're going to say a quick prayer.
Yep.
I'm going to say a quick prayer.
We're going to quick say a prayer.
It's been an interesting start to the day. Most of them are. We got this.
Yeah.
Heavenly Father, thank you for giving us the time, the opportunity to be here. Father, we just ask that whatever it is that comes out of it, be anointed in time for somebody out there. Father, just drive people to it so that they can hear something that comes from you, not from us. We want to be deliverers of your message, and that's it. We love you, we thank you, and we trust you, and it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
So, okay. Anyhow, I've missed you. It's been two weeks.
It's been pretty much 2 weeks since we've talked.
I know.
It's been a rough week.
It was. Rough couple weeks. The reason we had to take a recording hiatus is because of some scheduling stuff for me, and I wasn't going to be available on our normal recording schedule, so I had to squeeze something else in. It's an episode with Terry again, which is episode 98. Today is 99. Can you believe that?
Ooh.
Today is 99. And
we're rolling up on the big CN.
Yes. CN. He said CN.
C-I-E-N. I think that's how you say it.
CN. 100.
100. Yeah. Big hundo.
How do you say 100 in other languages? Do you know?
I don't know how to say CN.
He said, I know that one, and that's all that you need.
Espanol. That's it. Hold on. Before you release this and I sound like a total pompous ass, let me make sure that I'm right. Because I'm all 100% positive. And I also owe the crowd an apology for the Huckleburr instant.
Okay.
Remember when we had this conversation?
Yes.
And I was reading. Okay, there's 2 different places that you can get these facts. It is BS.
Really?
It is BS. Okay. He does say Huckleberry.
Okay. Okay.
I'll be a Huckleberry.
Okay. So shame on me for even bringing that up. I apologize. Please forgive me.
Oh, it's okay. I've lied about scripture before or said the wrong.
It wasn't intentional. Yeah, of course. Just I'd heard it several times and I was like, no, that's not even what he says. What the hell were you talking about?
CN.
Oh, yeah.
How do you say 100 in Spanish? Good question.
100. Boom. C-I-E-N. 100.
Sure is.
I'm going to show the camera so that we all know. Can you see it? Now it looks like yeah.
I don't know. It's mirror image. Yeah,
CN. It's CN. CN is 100. So,
yeah, we've been talking about, we've actually had this conversation a couple times. Like, is it 104 or is it 100? Well, to my mind, yes, 104 is important because that's 2 years, yeah. Right? But I
100 think is like a milestone, though.
That's a big milestone. Yeah. Think about it, man. Like, okay, I actually know somebody else who started a podcast. That sounded like ghostly, did it not?
Yeah, like an owl. Like we have an owl sitting out here out in front of the door or something.
That was very weird sounding. You know, crazy thing.
Spooky season's over too, so that's even way creepier.
Crazy thing is we talked about a different, like the last episode we did together, 97, when we were talking about the book of Revelation and we kind of were giving our kind of perspective on things. There was a pop that we both heard. It's, you cannot hear it in the podcast, but we were both like, did you hear that? I don't know. That was loud. And I was like, maybe it was my neck.
Yeah, you did say that.
Yeah, and you were like, what?
That is no way that was your neck.
If it was my neck, I'm dead. But yeah, no. So like nobody's going to hear what we heard, but it's impossible to not point it out when you hear something like that.
Yes.
I don't know what we're talking
about. It's like the little fruit flies that I keep seeing.
Oh, yeah. Nobody can see them.
Nobody can see them, and I'm all.
And you're like, yeah. Oh, I know. Yeah. It's been on our bloopers a couple times now.
Yeah, I know.
Sorry.
I look like I'm struggling with some kind of chemical dependence while I'm trying to smash fruit flies. I'm all.
Don't get in my face.
Yeah, it was, yeah.
Nobody wants a bug in their face, man. Come on now. What were we talking about? I don't remember.
I
was fixing to say something.
So we were talking about.
Oh, the 100, the 104. Okay.
Talking about episode 100.
There it is.
And then we'll have 101, 102, 103, 104. Yeah. That'll be the 2 year mark.
That's 2 years. I was saying that I actually know somebody else that started a podcast. They made it 4 episodes and done.
It's a, okay. For lack of a better way of explaining it, it's exhausting at first.
It really is.
It's like, because we live in a world of instant gratification.
Correct.
Like we all want it right now. Like you see all these people that do things. And there's a lot of successful people out there that have done it.
I mean, you look at,
Shit, there's
lots there's, and lots and
dude,
lots.
Dude, everybody's got a podcast nowadays. And there's so many of them that are successful. So when you look at that, you think, that's all I got to do. I need some good equipment, start recording. It's not just that.
No.
You got to have patience. On top of that, you really kind of got to have a way to figure out how to keep it interesting.
Yep. Build a following.
I don't know if we're doing that, but we've been doing it long enough. It's like, okay, we can't quit now.
Okay, so
you do. I mean,
yeah,
do you
absolutely.
Agree?
That's 100%. But I also, okay, am I biased? Maybe. I listen to every episode because I do all the editing and everything like that. That, from my own perspective, there's a bunch of different things that come out that are either entertaining, interesting. Topically, sometimes we run across a lot of similar things, but we're talking about a very finite amount of information we're dealing with. Yeah. We're talking about a spiritual walk.
We're talking about one book or one giant book. Actual physical book.
Yeah, yes. 66 books.
66 books written by 40.
I think it's 40 authors.
Yes.
Authors.
Authors. Authors.
But you see, what, like, we're relegating it to what's inside that and yeah. our experience and knowledge of it and what we're doing and dealing with in our walk, in our relationship. You're going to run across a lot of things that are very similar, yeah. but it's a different concept. Like, well, your thoughts are different.
Okay. But also, too, when you read that book, how many times have you read through Mark and then you read through John and a lot of it's the same, or Matthew, and then you're reading, I think it's Romans.
Yeah.
They're, like, you read through those two and there's a bunch of it that's the same. So it's not, these are all different people making the same account.
Correct.
Yeah. So you're going to read the same stuff multiple times yeah. throughout it. So now, okay, now you got these 66 books written by these 40 something different authors, but yeah. a lot of them are, their storyline coincides. Like they yeah. all saw it. They all saw it their own way and they all wrote it the same.
Yep. They're giving their experience.
Yeah.
Their it's view crazy. On the experience.
It's crazy.
So essentially what we're doing is we are giving our account of our experience.
Oh man, that's scary.
Is
that's
it
scary?
Why is that scary? Tell scary. Me why it's scary.
Because man, I'm not competent enough to, I do not need to be giving anybody any of this wisdom
at all. Okay, so the reason it's called bumper sticker wisdom is the fact that wisdom can come from places you least expect it, right?
Like
you,
me.
Come on, bro. Look, I've learned a lot from you, believe it or not. I have learned a lot from you. There's been, and I've told you multiple times, like listening to everything that like, there's, I've seen your growth, bro. If you chose to right now and you go and you started episode 1 and went to 97, 98, 99 today, right? You would hear growth in yourself. Oh. You would also hear the growth of the podcast itself and the concepts and how things have changed, right? Your ability to contribute based on your knowledge and experience of the Bible has gone from a small amount to a much larger amount, right? I've told you this.
Yeah.
Like when we very first started, I did the majority of the talking. It's not even close to that way anymore. We very much share the responsibility. And sometimes I have a question that I want to hear your perspective on. And sometimes you have a question that you want to hear my perspective on. And like, so now we're sharing ideas and sharing knowledge and we're just inviting the rest of the world to come along if they choose to. Right. Yeah. Right now, what I hear is like, you don't have any confidence in yourself, which is, you shouldn't be that way.
No, it's not so much that it's been a rough couple right, weeks. I've taken myself out of, I think what I might have read 5 chapters last week, which is very uncharacteristic of me.
Sure.
It's been a rough go at it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And not to make an excuse. It's just like, we talked about it earlier. Like sometimes I just want to do the give me a minute to be angry.
Yeah, I want to do the flesh right now.
Yeah, just give me a minute to be angry. And then after that, I'll figure it out from there. But
yeah,
shame on me. I know we talked about that. It's like, you know, I know that's not the right way to do it. And I know that's not how I'm supposed to be. Because I know, like, I can dive off into the word and I could probably pick myself up and be like, okay, look, we're going to take the peaceful approach to this and we're just going to kind of mind our own business and put a little check mark beside it and be like, this is dealt with. But no, the inner north side in me is screaming, jump on the desk and start kicking folks.
Yeah.
And that's the part of me that I guess it's because I can't, that I'm just like, okay, look,
that's interesting. Yeah.
Yeah. Let me be angry for just a little bit. Let me be pissy.
Before I move forward, I need to say congratulations to PD for winning the district championship for the first time in like 20-something years.
Bro.
They've won 7 straight. They are playing very good football right now.
Dude, how about the controversy with Amarillo High?
Did you see the coin flip?
3 of them met at midnight at Toot and Totem. Is it not the Toot and Totem out by your house?
I don't know.
All I saw was the Toot and Totem thing. They met there at midnight.
Did a coin flip.
Did a coin flip. The like the thing that you see in Friday Night Lights, that happened for real. And Amarillo High won the coin flip.
I cannot believe that.
Dude, okay, so I don't know what's going on. I don't know who the player
they
is.
They had a six game.
They had to give up six wins.
Because of which a player put them at a record
of 2-8, right?
Something like that.
And they, I mean, just that's a horrific freaking record. But they didn't get to play with this dude the last game of the season against Tascosa. And they blew Tascosa out of the water. They've been smoking everybody story all year. Life. I mean, they've been beating the piss out of everybody all year. I don't know who was ineligible, and I don't know why they were ineligible. I don't know the whole story. But they had to give that up. And, you know, that's, to me, that seems like that's a testament to the ball don't lie. They were so tough. They were a shoe-in. Like, they were a playoff-bound team easily. No one could argue that. They had the wins to back it. You know, this, that, and the other. But they had a comp – or a, they were 7-2 undefeated in their district.
Yeah.
Dude, they were – and then it comes down to a coin flip.
Just so you know, the Friday Night Lights thing, that – is actually a true story that actually happened in 1988.
I know, and so when you see that,
it happened in 2025.
Yeah, and you see that, and you think, oh, that's really how they settle that? Yes, that's how they settled it, and they did it at midnight Friday night.
Yeah, and the reason they did it at a location like that is because all the team parties have to meet Cap Rock, at a neutral place.
It was Cap Rock, Amarillo High, and.
I don't know that. All
I know
that.
It was Cap Rock and Amarillo High, but there was a third party.
Yeah, this is crazy. I was talking to my dad about it because he loves Texas high school football and like he watches all state championship games and all that kind. He's really excited because Victory Plus is airing at least a playoff game every week that he gets to watch, and they're gonna air all 12 state title games, which is crazy that there's 12 of them. Now, it's also crazy to me. It's such Texas panhandle football that the tiebreaker is a stinking coin flip.
All right, so. Okay, so it's for the 5A divisional playoffs, okay?
That can't be Cap Rock then.
Yes.
Are they 5A?
It's Cap Rock.
They redraw did district. They?
Okay,
all
so
the time,
when I so. when I played for PD, we were 5A, and then my sophomore year we were 5A. Going into my junior year, we dropped down to 4A.
Yeah, they have Tascosa as a 6A.
Damn. Okay.
But they did. They may have changed that.
Abilene, Tascosa, and Lubbock, Monterey were number 1 to number 3, respectively, in the district standings after Amarillo High forfeited. Cap Rock beat Lubbock and lost to Amarillo. Amarillo beat Cap Rock, but had to forfeit to Lubbock. Lubbock got a forfeit win against Amarillo and a loss to Cap Rock. Even with the win, the Sandys ended up in a 3-way tie with Lubbock, Amarillo, and Cap Rock. They all went 2-4 overall in 2 through 5A Division 1 play. The first tiebreaker is head-to-head wins, and with Sandy's got lucky there. The ineligible player did not play in the game, so the only Amarillo win was able to keep was that. That was against Cap Rock. The ineligible player didn't play against Cap Rock, so that win, they beat Cap Rock.
They were able to keep that, okay?
Yes.
Wow.
The second tiebreaker was plus-minus comparisons in terms of wins. The math turned out that all three were tied at 0 with wins and losses margins. Lubbock beat Lubbock Coronado 42-35 on Friday. Cap Rock lost to Lubbock Monterey on Thursday 34-28. Amarillo beats Tascosa 63-21.
Wow. Hell, we got blown out the water.
Driving
dude.
To Tooten Totem, reporter Lance Lonert.
Yeah. Lance Lonert. He's been doing it for
posted
years.
Posted he was getting on the road and driving to Plainview, Texas.
Oh, it was in Plainview. Okay.
Yes. Okay. Located closer to Lubbock than Amarillo, the town on Interstate I-27, the group decided to meet at Valero gas station where gas was $2.59 per gallon. I don't know why they got to go through all this.
Why is that important?
Amarillo's Chad Dunham Caprock's Rowdy Freeman and Lubbock's Juan Rodriguez all met near the gas pumps and with two cameras rolling, flipped. The odd man out would get the fourth seed and the trip to the postseason. The other two would turn in the equipment Monday, prepare for 2026. Amarillo got win number two on Friday. The season ended for Lubbock and Caprock on concrete, not the football field. After 7 minutes, the coaches got in their vehicles and drove off. Dude. This freaking video, though, is crazy.
Okay. First of all, I would love to share it, but I'd have to be able to.
It's not something. It's a copy. It's going to be a copyright thing, I'm sure.
Okay. It's just crazy to me that something like that is determined by.
Dude, but listen to this. Go ahead. Listen to this.
Okay.
There were two coins that landed on heads. And the other landed on tails. That was Amarillo High's coin. That's the coin that won. When asked about the results, a teary-eyed Dunham talked to your boy.
Lance Lonert.
We said, if God's got a plan and it's in God's plan, he said, we got a special group of kids. I hate this because I'm crying all the time. I'm emotional wreck. But it's God's plan and we trust him.
Amen.
Okay, so let me first and foremost like really say something positive about this coach. I watched several of the videos. He is passionate about his kids.
Yeah.
He is passionate about being there for them. He is an outstanding role model for these boys.
Yeah.
I'm not saying I'm an Amarillo High fan, and I'm not saying I'm not, but what I am is I am a Dunham fan. Like this coach is awesome, dude. He is an awesome, awesome character.
Yeah.
And then when he talks about it's not on this one. He's talking about his kids and how proud of them he is.
Yeah.
You can just see it.
Yeah.
Here you go. This isn't this, but it's history repeating. The coin flip reminded some of what happened 37 years ago and almost on the same date. On November 5th, 1988, Midland and Odessa Permian were tied at the top of the district, so the tie-breaking coin toss had to be made. The odd man was out, and Midland missed the playoffs. The scenario would later be depicted in the movie Friday Night Lights.
Yep.
Permian is the school featured in the 1990 book written by, Friday Night Lights. The 1990,
It's crazy to watch in 2025 that's happening. And each coach, I believe, had to agree on where they would do that. And it had to be somewhere neutral. It couldn't be in their own hometown, I believe. There's rules to it. And they all agreed that this would be – and they met in a parking lot.
So
in Friday Night Lights, it was at a diner. Yeah.
Yeah, and it was in a diner far away. Yeah. Like, not like in Midland or Odessa. It was in like they drove to another town.
I think that had to be because Midland and Odessa are, like a metro area.
It's like Amarillo Canyon.
Yeah, they're connected. So they went to a site away from there. And, you know, I've actually never seen that movie. I've only seen parts of it.
Friday Night Lights?
I've never actually
watched it. Have you ever been down to Odessa and Midland?
No, actually. I've never been down there. It's oil, boomtown, man.
Dude, Midland's pretty.
It's boom or bust over there.
It's not. I can't say that. I like it down there.
Yeah.
It smells like money. Smells like money.
It's oil, dude.
Yeah. I mean, you go down there and it's just like you can see all the. Like you can see the. You can literally see the money being made when you drive around down there. Yeah. I go 3-4 times a year.
Yeah.
Work related, obviously. Yeah.
You were down there. I was just two weeks ago.
Yeah. Yeah. Midland. I had to hit Midland and Odessa.
Yeah. So I've never actually been to there. I mean, I've never had a reason to be there other than, I mean, a current reason would be that if I were to visit a shuttle site of ours, we have a shuttle site in Salesforce in Midland.
I don't know. I mean, people may think I'm crazy. I think Midland's pretty.
Is it?
Yeah. He's got a bunch of new homes and.
Because it's an oil town,
and downtown's like really nice. Like they got, and it's pretty.
Yeah.
Now you going to Odessa? It's kind of like desolate. Like you're looking around, like
that's the roughneck area.
Yeah,
that's where all the hard workers are at.
But that's where you can see the money.
Yeah, that's where the money's being poured.
You can see the money. Like you can basically see money just
coming right out of the ground, baby.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a big reserve. I mean, really all we've essentially talked about is Texas high school football and, you know, the fact that we're coming up on 100 episodes and how it's a little discouraging. And
yeah,
it's not that. It's just,
okay, so
you expect something when you go and start investing in this like that. Dude, you know what I mean?
So you were talking about your you know someone that made it 4 episodes.
Yeah.
Not too long ago, remember, I don't even think we'd made it to a year yet. I'm a huge fan of the Big D and Bubba show. It's a country talk show in the mornings. Huge fan. I love the show. And I was listening to them, and they were doing the statistics on podcasts that actually make it. I'm not going to quote those statistics because it's been a long time. I don't really remember them, but it was somewhere along the lines of most podcasts never make it past 10, I think 10 or 15 episodes.
Yeah.
It talks about the hundreds that start, but none make it past 10 or 15. At the time, I want to say that we were above 50.
Yeah. We're getting, I think we're,
but they were getting real close to 50 and it was like 10% of all podcasts started or 15% of all podcasts started make it to that point.
Yeah.
So now you look at it, flash forward about a year in some episodes, we're coming up on episode 100, which I would love to know the statistic for that. So when you talk about that, you know, someone that made it 4 episodes and then quit, it would have been really easy for us to do the same thing. The problem is when we started talking about doing this, it was just for fun. It was a reason to get together. It was a reason for me and you to kind of communicate. And if it helped one person, the one common goal that we had is if it helped one person, it was worth it.
Yep.
And are we willing to do God's will willingly?
Yep. Keep on going. I'm up.
Now you got me all throat. Oh, okay. Okay, let's start there. How many podcasts make it past 10 episodes?
Make it past
10 episodes, because that was one of the first things that popped up. Right there. Scroll down to. Boom.
Okay.
What's the percentage? 8%.
What?
Only 8% of podcasts make it past 10 episodes.
Wow.
Okay, this is not to be, I'm not saying this to be an ass, like, oh, look at us, we made it past, that's not what I'm saying.
Yeah, no, of course.
The reason I'm bringing it up is because I want people to understand how hard it is just to keep going.
Yeah, here's 100. How many episodes make it past 100?
5.58.
Wow.
While a higher estimate suggests less than 7, this means the vast majority of podcasts do not reach the milestone, while some reports indicating that as many as 90% of podcasts don't even get past
the first three
episodes.
Wow. Holy shit.
Okay, man. Hold on. Go here. The majority of podcasts stop producing episodes well before reaching 100. Some sources state that up to 90% of the podcasts don't make it past 3 episodes. High failure rate.
Yeah. The 100th episode, hitting 100 episodes is often considered a significant milestone and a sign of a podcast potential for long-term success, though it represents a high failure rate to reach this point. It's crazy to me. That is crazy to me. And, okay, we're talking about all this the episode before we get to 100, right? This is literally 99, right? Next week is 100. We don't necessarily have anything more today than we had when we started. It's not like it's not like we have.
We don't have sponsors.
We don't have sponsors. We don't have
anything. Everything is self-funded.
Really have a following of sorts. I mean,
no, we're 100% self-funded. What do we get? 3 or 4 cents. One little monetization?
I think we've made like $3.
Okay, well, there you go.
In 2 months.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And that's
That doesn't even pay the electric bill. That doesn't do nothing.
No. Okay.
We've sold some merchandise.
There's been a little bit of merchandise sold.
Mm-hmm.
And I used the money that we earned from that.
Okay. The reason that I want to talk about what what little we've made is because I want to talk about the fact that we haven't looked at this as a cash cow. Like everything Correct. Has been, let's grab these real fast. Cause
yeah, there you go. The goals that we made for the next year. Yep.
This was the goals that we made when we hit the 52nd episode.
That is exactly
right. We talked about it after the first year. We never put money as like, okay, we want to be successful. Oh, we want to monetize.
Yep.
Oh, we want to do any of these things. It was never that. Number one was always keep God first. Amen.
Hallelujah.
And it's for Him, not us. And hopefully we are doing that. I feel like we are. There's probably going to be some people that feel like we're not. And,
sure.
And I hope that we at some point prove them wrong.
Sir.
Staying consistent. I feel like that we release an episode every week, whether it be you and Terry or me and you. Yep. There's always an episode released
There's going to be a way. We're going to get it out. Yeah.
Speak positivity. Do not give life to the failures. That one has been very tough.
This year has been tough, yeah.
You look at the struggles, just because we're human, you look at the struggles, you know, you go through these times where something is going to try you. The enemy is going to put something in your way. He's going to put some kind of speed bump in your way that you have to cross.
Yep.
That's going to put a little bit of turbulence in your life. There's no getting around it.
100%.
I don't know that we've just always been positive, but we've made it past it.
There have been times where we didn't just come with the positivity, right? Like,
yeah.
However, the persistence is positive.
Yes, yes, the persistence is positive.
That's why staying consistent was more important than that goal.
Number four. This is the one spot we talk about money. If we make money, God gets His before anything else. The money that has been made has gone back into trying to get the word out. I feel like that's the exact same as what's happening there.
Right.
You did a little, you put the money into investing into a website that would promote the show.
Correct.
To gain more following, which is ultimately you want to reach as many people as you can. Right. So that's really, it's not like
it wasn't for personal gain.
Well, no, and it wasn't thousands of dollars. It was
500.
500 bucks is what we made off merchandise.
Yep.
Okay.
In nearly 2 years, just so everybody knows. Yeah. Right?
500 bucks. So if you want to buy a shirt, it really helps us.
So think about it. Whenever we didn't argue about it, but we had a kind of a disagreement about whether it was important or worth putting in the money to invest in a website, right? Because we, like you said, we're fully self-funded. So the room we're in is a part of your property, right? And everything that's in here was put together, all the sound panels, everything was things that we invested in ourselves. You invested in part, I invested in part. The soundboard, the TV, the internet, the subscription to RSS.com, which is who distributes our podcast for us. There are a few other things that
it wasn't so much that it was it worth it? My question was more, man, I hate to do this because it sounds so negative. Is it going to pay off? Is there going to be enough, not money wise.
Right.
Look, okay. I feel like between the two of us, we are blessed enough that this podcast keeps going.
Correct.
Off our own ass pockets.
Take money off the table.
And it doesn't hurt.
Traffic is what matters, right?
What you want is traffic. We go through this whole thing, and it gets very discouraging at times because sometimes, like when I talk to people that know about it, I'm like, hey, did you hear this week's episode? And they're like, no. the fork you mean no?
Yeah. You know what I mean? Why aren't you listening?
You're one of my really, like, dude, you're one of my best friends. Why would you, what do you mean no?
Yeah.
Oh, dude, I hadn't listened in a long.
Why? Why haven't you listened?
Okay, but you want me to be out here participating in all the things that you got going on.
Correct. Yeah.
But you ain't got an hour? Like, some of our episodes are like 53 minutes.
Yeah.
And those are the good ones, because those are the ones where we're just BSing. Like, it's like.
We just wrapping it up.
And it's short, sweet, to the point. A lot of them are, a lot of those episodes are like hit, like we're like on point. Bah, 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 bah.
Yeah. You know, okay, so I think what I'm hearing and the thing that's starting to come to my mind is like, I'm not 100% sure what the scriptural tie is per se, but I kind of am thinking of like seeding and sowing, like reaping and sowing, right? There is this concept that we're talking about here about, look, man, the harvest is not really coming back, right? And so, like, think of a farmer who keeps planting and is not getting a return on that plant. You know what I'm saying? He's not – I keep growing this vineyard or trying to grow this vineyard of grapes, and half of what I plant is coming back. You know what I'm saying? Or in some cases, even less. Or, you know, that's what I'm hearing. And it's like, look, there is a – point to the effort.
And okay, look, it's like going to work and working 50 hours and only get half of that payback.
Yeah, that's painful. I wouldn't do that.
No, but that's what this is like, because we come in and we do invest time and we do invest money and we do these things. Oh, man, I gotta slow down and take a step back, because I don't want it to sound like we're crying.
Yeah, no, it's not like that.
That's not what this is. The point of the conversation started because we were talking about how hard it is to keep going.
Yeah.
And that's part of it. What we do and how we make it and all the things that happen for us, we made it an agreement long before that we would do God's will willingly. We've felt very strongly that God's will was for us to try to reach out to people that were like us, that weren't in exactly the best faithful stance, and try to help make it easier for them. Because at one point I was not an avid Christ follower. I knew God and I knew Jesus and I believed, but I didn't follow. You couldn't have called me anything other than just, oh yeah. I was one of them. What do they call that? CEO Christian.
Oh yeah, Christmas.
That's Easter, how I was one of them. Yeah. I was one of them.
Yeah.
I didn't. I haven't been to church in 3 months, maybe 3 months. My faith is just as strong, and I feel like my relationship is just as strong now as it was then. Now, the not having gone to church has nothing to do with church or Christ.
Right.
Nothing to do with that. We've just decided to try to do, me and my wife have personally decided to try to do something a little different.
Yeah.
But
personally, your walk is your walk, and no one gets to define your walk, right? You get to define your walk. As long as it is centered around God's word, really nobody gets to say anything about it.
We pray more together.
I would say this too. You made a comment a minute ago about like maybe having only read 5 chapters last week. You know, that's a lot more than a lot of people.
Huh.
I'm just saying, look, we've challenged each other to be more consistent.
Okay. So that puts a whole new, that like adds a whole new aspect to things. Cause that's saying like, I'm comparing it with other people.
Yeah. Don't.
And you don't want to do that.
Yeah, for sure.
Okay. That's well below my average.
For sure.
That's something that I don't want to do. I don't want to fall below that average.
Yeah,
I want to stay for me personally, for myself. Now, look, a person that has never read the Bible starts reading a chapter a week. That is an astronomical gain. Right. I don't want it to sound like they're not doing anything.
Right.
But I don't want to be like, dude, look, I read five and I consider myself a failure.
Okay. Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? What
you're talking about is you don't
want to compare that to like someone else's just getting their baby steps are just as important as my significant steps. Yeah. You know what I mean? It's all the same.
And you don't want to stay where you are. Right. Yeah. So like if you start reading a chapter a week, that's great. When you started at zero chapters a week, that's great.
Yeah. When you're reading 10 chapters a week and you drop down to five.
Right.
That's not taking anything that from the person that reads five chapters a week. That's saying like, look, you're digressing.
Yeah. Taking a step back is not what we want to do.
Yeah. You don't want to take a step back. And that's where me personally, it feels like I'm not quite meeting the bar, you know, like I'm not up there where I should be or where I could be.
And there's
has nothing to do with the people just now coming in and starting to step up.
There's an important thought there, though. It's not a bar that I'm not matching my bar to someone else's bar. It's my bar to my bar.
And oh, 100%.
When I look at my bar and I go, man, I'm below my bar. I need to do something about that. I either need to meet my bar or exceed my bar, right?
Dude, there was at one point not too long ago, 3-4 months ago, I was reading like six chapters a day.
I think you went through Revelation.
I went through Revelations in Judges 3 days. I went through Judges in less than a week.
Yeah. Which
is... And I went through Revelation in like 3 or 4 days. I went through, I mean, like very quick. But then I went to Romans after that.
It's my favorite book.
And Romans.
I could read it every time.
It was like.
The thing is there's no. Okay, so, but your mind is like, you want this action. Like, I want to see Samson. I want to see the war.
You know, that's what kickstarted. I know I've said this 100 times. That's what kickstarted me reading the Bible. We sat there and we were at Bible study and we started talking about Samson.
Yeah.
And I was like, what? This guy?
He was a madman. And
you were talking about he pulled the pillars down and killed himself and everyone else.
Yeah.
One last time he prayed, like, God, give me
God granted him the strength.
Ooh, and he just herked out. I mean, just went full ogre. You know what I mean? Yeah.
And everybody, took everybody with him. Because they took his eyes. They took everything from him.
His hair.
Everything. That was the last thing. Okay.
So first and foremost, who was the person that took his hair? Was it Sarah? What was her name? It doesn't matter her name, but it was a woman.
It's Delilah.
Delilah. Delilah.
She didn't just take that from him.
He trusted her is the problem.
She took a lot of other things from him.
Dirty, rotten skeezer.
You gotta trust them. You can't trust them. And it's
you
not,
can't. No, it's not that you can't.
It's not trust the it. Women.
Okay, here's the thing.
She was in a lose-lose situation.
Well, but here's the most important part where I was trying to go with this. Who tempted Eve?
Correct.
The enemy. Who tempted Delilah?
The enemy. Yep.
Okay, you look at all these things that have happened biblically through life. It's always the enemy. It's always the enemy. You know. As men, we suffer from temptation and things like that. Like, that's our kryptonite, like lustful thoughts, things like that.
Yep.
Well, what better way to reach you than to corrupt a woman?
Yeah.
I'm not saying women are corrupt, because when you find the one that's not, that's your soulmate. That's your my wife is my biggest supporter. She just sent me a text today that said, I can't do life without you. I don't know what I would do if something happened to you. Man, my wife is, she's like A1, day one, grade A, the best.
Yeah.
But you got to think there's the other ones out there.
Yeah.
The ones that don't support you, that don't.
So Solomon says in Proverbs, he who finds a wife finds a good thing and finds and favor from the Lord.
Favor from the Lord, yes.
Okay. He didn't say he who finds a woman who becomes his wife. He said he who finds a wife.
Yes.
Which tells me.
I quoted that at my son's wedding.
Yes, you did. And let me tell you something. That says to me that not all are wife material. And hey, look, that not all.
And not all are husband material.
Exactly, 100%. I'm not taking anything away from that. Like, I get that.
I will say this right now. At one point, I was not husband material.
For sure.
100%. I was not husband material.
I agree with you.
I was focused on things that didn't matter, things that were detrimental to my health, my lifestyle. I was focused on those things. But let me tell you what made me husband material. My wife, who is wife material.
There you go. Yeah.
I knew immediately that that was the one. You know, we dated for like a year. We had only been dating for like 8 months, and I hit my knee at a end of summer party before Morgan started her senior year.
But think, like, hey,
I'd already talked to Dennis. I'd already been like, hey, and he was like, good luck. Good luck.
You know what's sad to me? You and I didn't have that relationship then. And so I really didn't partake.
Well, no, we really didn't. That does suck, but
we do now, and that's okay.
So the silver lining in all of this, when you look at the things that happen in life, you're gonna lose more than you gain.
Yeah,
because if you gain more. If you just gain and gain and gain and gain, you're not going to have personal relationships with people. What you're going to have is you're going to have like a corporate relationship. You see what I'm saying? So like
sounds dirty.
If you lose more than you gain, you're trimming the fat.
Yeah. Yeah.
So it's not. Yeah, it does suck. It does suck because that was a pivotal point in my life. Pivotal
point in your life. Yeah.
But you're here now. I mean.
Yeah, for sure.
And
yeah.
You're here for like the important shit. You know what I mean?
Well, what you're saying is hindsight's 2020. It'd have been nice.
It would have been nice.
Yeah. It'd have been nice.
I don't know. But we also talked about this in Miami.
Yeah.
We talked about this in Miami. Like we had a stint there for a minute where it was like we were really kind of getting close and we were really kind of hammering them out. And then it was like, wah.
Opposite directions. Baby. Yeah.
Immediately. And then in Miami, you're like, hey.
What's the deal, bro?
The fork, bro.
You know, okay. I'm gonna
fornicator.
You linker.
Hey, you dirty cootie queen.
You know the sad thing is. I'm gonna be vulnerable with you for just a minute. I'll give you a sad piece of that is that now that we have this relationship, I don't have the same courage. I don't have the same balls to come to you like that. Like why? I did it. I don't know. Because I'm scared of messing it up.
Okay.
We've talked about this.
Dude, really?
It's terrible. I don't know why.
All right. This is on air and I'm going to be real blunt with you. Okay.
Do it.
If you can't come to me with the same energy that you used to.
Yeah.
Then what are we even doing?
Yeah, that's 100%, 100%.
What are we even doing?
It's
I feel like I could call you tomorrow and be like, dude, look, you're getting on my nerves. Stop.
Like,
I love you. You're one of my best friends, but you're pissing me off. I need you to quit.
Yeah.
I could do that. I know I could do that.
Yeah.
Do you don't feel the same?
It's not that I don't feel the same. I don't have the same.
You're not courageous courage. Enough?
Yeah, I don't have the same, like.
Okay, so what has changed?
Because I don't have a lot of these relationships, right? And so like
FOMO, like fear of missing out, fear of losing out.
Yeah. Let me put it this way.
I'll tell you one thing. If that's how you feel, I have failed you as a friend. If that's how you feel, I have failed you as a friend because I have not given you enough support to make you feel comfortable enough that you can come to me when things are bothering you. And for that, I apologize. Yes. You know, it's a true statement. If I'm the one that can sit over here and be like, I could call you tomorrow and be like, hey, look, dude, bro, stop. You're pissing me off. And you don't feel the same. I'm not putting you in a position where you feel comfortable enough that you can come to me in a sense of not necessarily aggravation, but, and not so much combative, but in a disagreeing stance.
Yeah.
I don't want you to feel like you're like, oh my God, man, I'm not comfortable enough to do this, but he's really pissing me off. Because the point is like, everybody else, dude, you suck. Piss on you.
Yeah.
You're pissing me off. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I get you. I guess I think that I still would if it were something serious. Like if there was something like that, like if I felt like all of a sudden our relationship was breaking down like that, I could still do it because it would motivate me. I would be frustrated enough by it to do it.
But you should also feel like you can do it if our relationship is good. You shouldn't feel like, oh, because our friendship is rolling great. Like, dude, there's going to be times when our friendship is going to be going good, yeah, and you're going to piss me off. And I'm going to be like, dude, what is wrong with you? I'm comfortable enough that I can be like, dude, what are you doing?
Yeah. And maybe I probably still could. I don't know. Sometimes I feel like because I'm not used to having very close relationships.
Do you have an instance where you feel like you could have or should have?
I think.
Look. Okay.
Want me to be straight clear?
Yes. I want you to air it out because this is what I'm talking about. Okay. Look, I want you to have all the confidence where we can air this out.
Okay.
Is there an instance where you've been like, oh, but you held back because you were just unsure?
Not like that. Not like what you're describing. But there's been quite a few moments over the last few months where it feels like I'm a little unsure about our status. Because sometimes I try to reach out and
there's not a lot of feedback. Okay. Sure. I got you.
But then I start to go, well, maybe I'm not really doing my part either.
No. You 9 times out of 10, yes, you probably are.
Yeah.
I'm not going to make any excuses. I know that there's been times I haven't. And I know that.
Yeah.
And there's also been times where I didn't answer you Friday, but you saw. I showed you the text. Yeah, and it says not delivered. It shows.
It does happen. I get it.
Because I looked at it whenever I was talking to you yesterday. I was like, oh, shit.
I thought you know what I mean?
I was like, oh, shit, man. That never got delivered. Okay, I get that. But, dude, I know. Call me out. It's just not going to hurt my feelings. It's not going to create any turmoil.
Yeah.
Sometimes what it takes is someone to be like, hey,
wake up, bro.
Wake up, bitch.
I think this, and I'm the same way. I am. We're so much alike. It's like I am the same way, but at the same time, sometimes I'm not. I am a very bold person, but then I lose. It's not that I'm not don't have confidence. It's just that I don't know. I'm like, oh, man, the last thing I want to do is ruin it, right? Okay, because we've talked about this. Okay, let's talk about like episode 18, right? Yeah. Where I've talked about build up, burn down, build up, burn down, build up, burn down. I've had this repeated sequence in my life.
Okay, so look. Not to cut you off.
You're good.
Okay. We talk about relationships and we've had this conversation like they're uncomfortable.
Sometimes, yeah.
They're uncomfortable because what do you do when you forge, you know, like heat and beat. And you make something so strong that it's almost unbreakable.
Correct.
Relationships should be taken the same way. Look, you're going to have moments where it's hot. It's heat. Yep. You're gonna have moments where it's beat.
Yeah,
and it's uncomfortable. It's uncomfortable. It's uncomfortable.
Yeah,
but if you want to build something that's worth holding on to, it takes those uncomfortable moments, dude. We've come far enough. I feel like here doing this that not just doing this in other aspects because we really started to be close before the podcast.
Yep.
We were already hanging out and we were hanging out a couple times a week and doing things together. And now you mentioned podcasts and I said, say when.
Yeah. Say less. Already in.
Okay.
Yeah.
We were already, it's not like we just like, oh dude, we ought to do, hey, what do you think about doing a podcast? I think I might. And then we just start developing this. That's not how that happened.
That's true.
We are not going to get any further if we don't test each other and do things.
That's an excellent point. Yep.
You've got to put yourself in a vulnerable situation where you can be like, hey, I don't like that.
Yeah.
If I was someone else, you'd be like, no, dude, no. Get out of here, dude. Screw you. You know what I mean?
You are calling me straight to the carpet.
Okay. Look, 100%. I'm supposed to be the one that you can come to and say that to. Not necessarily screw you, but I'm supposed to be the one that you can come to and be like, hey, dude, I don't like that.
Yeah.
Okay, I got you. My bad. Sorry.
I had to do that.
Yeah. You don't got to do that. Don't do that to me. Don't ignore me like that. Don't put me in that position to feel so vulnerable and so lonely.
Yeah.
Because, dude, look, it goes two ways.
Yeah.
Have you ever? Okay. Yeah, man. I'm gonna quote this.
Keep going.
But I'm not gonna quote it. I want everybody listening and you and everybody to understand this is not a from personal experience. I want to quote this as like a child, okay? Like, let's say you have a child. No parents are involved in their lives. They're lonely. You know what I mean? And they get a best friend. They invest everything they have in that best friend. And then that best friend starts to let them down. This is a kid that's been lonely his whole life. Okay. When I say this, I'm talking about adults being, you know, being friends or having sparse friends or not having many friends, things like that. That's the same kind of situation. You get what I'm saying? Both of us, like, we've been in a position where things have been uncomfortable and you've been lonely and it's been hard. Okay, dude, at this point, you ought to be able to say like, hey, dude, I don't like that.
Yeah.
I don't like that. Don't do that. Don't make me feel like that. Don't make me feel lonely. Don't make me feel like I'm by myself like that. If you can't come to me like that, then what are we even doing?
I agree with you.
Because I will call you out. I will call you out, dude.
I know you will.
I am not even bullshitting with you right now. I'll be like, hey, listen.
Yeah.
Listen.
You little anchor. You're 100% correct. And
don't get so comfortable that you get uncomfortable. Okay?
Yeah,
don't get so comfortable that you get don't get so comfortable that you get complacent and you lose your nerve. Don't lose your nerve.
Yeah.
Okay, we're gonna make it through it anyways.
I mean, right?
Man, what are you gonna do?
Well, I ain't going nowhere.
Yeah, exactly.
I'll see you Monday.
Screw you.
See you Monday.
Really? Okay, bring pizza.
You know what that, you know what that reminds me of? You remember Looney Tunes? Whenever the sheepdog and the coyote, they're like, hey, George. Hey, Fred.
Clocking in. Oh, get out of here. Same deal. But you get what I'm saying.
Yeah.
You can't get so comfortable you get complacent because then you're going to create this.
Yeah.
It's also a product of your own imagination. Oh. Me and you have talked about this 100 times. When there's not a problem, you talk yourself into there being a problem.
You're creating one when there's not one. Yep.
I do that with my wife all the time. I sit there in silence at work and I get mad at work and then I don't hear from her and I'm like, this one.
Oh, yeah.
She don't even like me no more. And then I get home and I'm mad at her. She's like, what is your problem? I'm like, I'm crazy.
I'm out of my freaking mind.
Okay? I'm losing my mind because I don't know how to handle being without you. You know, like things like that.
I hate that I'm such an emotional person, right? Like I am a very emotional person. I've always been a very emotional person. And it's not that I hate that. I think it's a positive quality about me, but it's also a negative quality. Like it's kind of like, it's something that can be very good, but it's also something that's very bad because the emotional part of me gets very...
Look, there's nothing wrong with being emotional.
But it's what causes me to lose confidence is what I was trying to say.
There's nothing wrong with being emotional. It's when you let your emotions control the rest of you.
That's exactly right.
That's where it becomes a problem. Yep. Being emotional is not a problem. Like look, God gave us emotions for a reason.
Yeah.
We are created to show emotions too. Yeah. We're created to show love and passion
and
caring and understanding and in certain instances, anger.
Yeah.
Sometimes. We're created for that purpose, but we're not created
to deal with all that stuff and then drowned in it. You know what I mean?
100%. 100%. And I agree with everything you're telling me, man. Like, and then I want to be able to move past all of that is what I'm trying to say. Yeah. Like, I want to be able to go, get out of your head.
All right, dude, you're pissing me off.
You're not.
You know what I would do? But you know what I would do if you text me one morning like, dude, you're pissing me off. I'd be like, oh shit, I would be like, oh, what's up, dude? What I do? Man, I'm cool. Like, I do. I wouldn't be like, you know what? You're pissing me off too. I wouldn't. I'd be like, oh damn, here we go. way to start the day. You know what I mean? Like, that's like, have you seen the movie Crank when he's got to stick his finger in the cigarette lighter and he soaks up all the, he's like, oh, yeah, that's what that would be like for me. I'd be like, oh, what's going on, brother? What happened?
To be clear, sometimes it's not like that. No, it's not like it pisses me off.
I know, but sometimes it's okay for those. It's okay for that.
You're right.
You've
challenged me a couple times with this. Like, bro, like at this point, what are you?
Dude, when my wife pisses me off, I call her out immediately. I mean, you know what? You're pissing me off. She's like, get over it. I'm like, okay.
You ain't never lied.
But I call it out. You know what I mean?
I have no problem with doing it with my wife.
Yeah. And I don't understand. Like, I really wish that you, I really hope that you don't carry that anymore. Like, I hope that burden of feeling like you can't communicate with me like that ends here.
Yeah.
Really sincerely, I do. Because if you do one thing that pisses me off, I'm going to be like, dude, what are you doing?
Yeah. Yeah. No, I get it.
I don't know what the difference is. I don't know why. It's
fear of losing. Like you said, I'm fear of losing out, man. I haven't had a lot of these great relationships. You know what I'm saying? And
then you haven't had great relationships.
Exactly.
So
I don't, this is unknown territory for me.
Untested waters. It's like, all right, here we go.
And so I'm afraid of grabbing a hold so tight. I go, shit. Like, I squished it.
Dumb and Dumber. When he squeezes the bird and the head pops off.
Exactly.
Tapes it back and sells him for like 25 bucks. You sold Petey?
That's exactly right. I'm afraid I'm going to squish it, man. I'm going to turn the tomato into ketchup.
No, you're not.
It's
healthy.
It's real fear.
Okay, I get that. But sometimes what you got to understand is there's healthy criticism. There's healthy disagreements.
100%.
When you can come to somebody and have a when you come to somebody and it's something that is directly affecting the way you feel about yourself, like, hey, look, dude, you're like this. This is killing my confidence.
Yeah.
Okay. That sometimes is going to wake up the other person's eyes like, oh, man, dude, you know what? Yeah, I'm failing you as a friend, or I'm failing you as a, like, for instance, like if my wife come to me, I'd be like, dude, you're right. I'm so sorry. I'm failing you as a husband. Sometimes it's not about being combative. It's about just a little something to open their eyes. Like, hey, dude, man, help me out, man. You're killing me here.
Yeah,
I just need a little bit from you.
Yeah, it's interesting that you say it that way too, because I had a similar conversation with my wife recently, and it's the way she was talking. I'm like, dude, I am failing you as a husband if you actually think that about yourself.
Well,
like,
and that's what I'm telling you. I'm failing you as a friend if you feel like you can't come to me when you are having feelings. If you're having any kind of feeling at all that you're being neglected or left alone or...
Yeah.
God, I hate to say it like this. It sounds so homo.
No homo. No homo. This is brother love.
No
brotherly
diddy.
Love.
No diddy.
I don't know what he did with his foreskin. I don't care.
But you get what I'm saying.
Yeah.
It's okay. I'm as a friend, and I'm sure I do that with a lot of people.
Sure.
That's not my intentions, is what I'm saying. So if you at any point you feel like, you know, hey Jason, bro, you suck right now. I'm probably going to be like, what?
You suck right now. What did I do?
What's that? What do you mean? What did I do? What's wrong? I do. I need you right now. My bad. All right, cool. What do you need?
Yeah.
And I'm not going to be like, piss on you.
Yeah.
Go away.
I'll never want to see you again.
Really?
This podcast is officially over.
Hey, you're no longer my brother-in-law. What am I going to do? You know what I mean? What really? What am I going to do?
No, it's your brother-in-law.
Even if we have a stern disagreement, you know what's going to happen in the morning? What's up, brother? Hope you have a good morning. That's it.
Yeah, it's over. Yeah.
I got way too many people that I would burn to be worried about hurting you, bro. I promise you. I got a whole list of people I would be willing to throw a match on, but you ain't one of them.
I'll take that as a win. I'll take that as a dub.
I say that in a joking manner. I'm not trying to go to jail for pyrotechnics. Or
if somebody ends up burnt, it wasn't me. That's all I got to say.
No, it's
well, and
but you get what I'm saying.
I agree, and I appreciate the fact that, you know, it's not like calling each other to the. We've talked about this before. Like calling each other to the carpet, being accountable, isn't about like hurting feelings. It's about like, dude, you're better than that.
Yeah.
Right. We have a better relationship than that, and I should have confidence in that.
It's just unknown
territory for me, brother. I'm sorry.
You really should. And what bothers me the most is I've never seen you timid ever in my life, and right now you seem timid about things, and that's why I'm like, dude, what in the is going on?
It's not my natural
state. I've never seen you that way. Like, I've never seen you be so careful with your words. I've never seen you be the person that's biting your tongue ever.
Yeah. I'm not that person.
And
really,
when this whole conversation started, you were so walking on eggshells. It was like the tiptoe. You started very, and that's why I was like, dude, what the hell is happening right now? It's an uncomfortable place for me too, and I didn't know how to handle it. So I was like,
"What?
What the is going on?"
Well, and to kind of land the bird, man, it was very uncomfortable for me to be there and to be in that position and to say, "Look, fine. We're here now. I might as well lay it out on the table, right?" I don't know why it had to be uncomfortable, though. That's what bothers me. Why am I that way? Why do I feel that way?
Yeah.
Right? I don't actually think it has anything to do with you per se. It's something that comes from way back in the way back. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. That has been built in me and built in me and built in me. And I should be able to grow past
the dude in the back seat has someone in the back seat that's driving the ship right now.
Yeah, that's exactly kind of what I'm trying to tell you. So my response is because, like, I've grown this relationship that is very, very important to me. And in my history, in my past, I can only go off of what I know, right?
Yeah.
In my history, those relationships dissolve over things, right? And I don't want that.
Probably over minute things, too.
Exactly. And I don't...
The way it sounds.
Yeah. And my desire is to let this... I want this relationship to last.
Yeah.
A lifetime.
Okay, well, let me ask you this. Is this a relationship that's worth lasting if you can't come to me when you're uncomfortable or when you're having a problem?
That's fair. And that's a fair question.
Many, you know how many friends I have that... Okay, Brandon Rowley. Probably shouldn't have said his full government name. But he is my longest standing friend. I've been friends with him since I was 17. I am 45. I have been friends with him for 28 years.
Good math. I was going to say it
for my longest standing friend that I still talk to. Okay. There was a point in time when me and him, every time we seen each other, wanted to fight. Look where we're at today.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like there was a time that, like, every time we seen, like, we used to talk so much smack to each other that it was ridiculous. At one point, I mean, we were like, it seemed like we were doomed to be enemies. We're not. We're still really good friends.
Yeah.
But it's those little disagreements. We'd have a disagreement for a month, be right back to being best friends. That was my best friend in high school.
Yeah.
Like,
Yeah, so you're exactly what you're talking about is that forging process.
It's the forging process. It's going to be uncomfortable. Sometimes
it's going to be
hot. If me and you do not have an uncomfortable exchange at some point, then is this even a real friendship? Because there's not one person in my entire life that I've ever been friends with where I haven't had one uncomfortable conversation.
We've had a few already.
Well, but have we had the uncomfortable conversation?
Probably not. I don't know.
Chris, another one of my longest standing friends, me and him almost fought in my garage. Thank God we didn't.
Yeah. That changes things, man.
It does change things.
I'm sorry. It changes
things. An argument's one thing.
Yeah.
A disagreement's one thing. Physical confrontation is a whole nother. But we're still, he's a 27-year friend. I mean, there's a lot of things that happen in life.
Yeah, for sure.
There's a lot of disagreements that happen in life. If you have a disagreement with somebody and you carry on, that's a positive sign.
Yeah.
Smooth seas don't make skilled sailors.
Yep.
And I feel the same way about relationships. If I can't come, if I come to you one day and I'm like, dude, look, you're pissing me off. Like, I don't like the way you, this is never going to be the case. I don't like the way you park in front of my shop. And you don't tell me, get bent, bro.
I'm going to say, that's where you told me to park. I don't care what you say.
If you tell me, get bent, I'm going to laugh. I'm going to high five you and we're going to carry on our day and we're going to have a great time. You know what I mean? But if you're like, oh shit, I'm sorry, bro. Do I need to move? I'm going to be like, what the hell is wrong with you? You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I'm not saying that we need to have turmoil, but there is going to be turmoil at some point. And when it happens, when it happens, it's the maturity level when you get over things. Like when you confront it, like, suck it, Rachel. Okay, cool. We're good. Let's go.
Suck it, Rachel.
We're done. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, and I don't want my reservations to cause that either. You know what I mean? I don't want my reservations to cause a turmoil in our
brotherhood.
And look, I'm just trying to grow. I seriously, this is something that I have to grow through.
I know. And I feel bad because I feel like I haven't been, I don't want to say, I haven't been a good enough friend where you feel confident enough to approach me when things are bothering you.
Yeah.
I
just don't know that I've been exactly as direct as this conversation, right?
Yeah, dude, lay it out.
I mean, what's the worst can happen?
Yeah.
You'll find out that mine's smaller than yours.
I don't know. Wow.
Took the edge off of that, didn't it?
Wow.
Took the edge off of that.
Oh, man. All right.
Sorry, bro. I had to find a way to get this. Hey, listen.
I'm going to use one of them I told you earlier.
I have to say this. Look, everything that you have said, I 100% agree with you. And it's a part of my growth process.
Yeah.
I want to have that trust and that courage and not be afraid. I have to get rid of a lot of skeletons in my closet to make me not afraid. But we have to go through some of this in order for that to happen.
Yeah.
That's exactly what you're trying to tell me.
Yeah. I think what is going to have to happen for
just
you to
stay with me is all I'm saying. Just stay with me.
I think what's going to have to happen in order for you to start gaining a little confidence is we're going to have a couple little small disagreements. And you can see like, oh, Jason's still here. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like
the
creepy crawly ones, not the 37 sticks of dynamite. We can't have that right now because you're going to lose your mind.
Yeah.
But the little ones, the small ones,
I agree with you. I
just don't want to put. I really don't want to. Here's the thing that bothers me. Is we could have one of those blow up disagreements right now. I'm going to wake up in the morning and I'm not going to be concerned about where you're at or where you're going. I may not talk to you that morning, but the following day, I'm like, hey, what's up?
Yeah.
And I'm going to be like, this motherfucker, what the hell? And what's, this dude's got some nerve. You know what I mean? But that's I'm not saying that that's the difference in our relationship. I'm saying that's how I am as a person.
Right.
I can have that disagreement with you, and I can totally be shunned by you for a minute and have that, oh, this, you know what I mean? Like, yeah. I can, like, cuss you under my breath to myself about something and be totally fine the next day.
Right.
And be like, hey, dude, what's going on? What do you need? What's happening?
Got it.
Look, there's not a disagreement that's going to be like, ah, unless you intentionally, purposely hurt someone I care about. That's the only way. A disagreement over something that we're talking about or a way that one of us is feeling is not going to draw that kind of right. reaction from me.
Yeah, well, then we have nothing to worry about because yeah. that's never going to happen.
What do you mean? Say something stupid to me. It'll be okay.
I say a lot of stupid shit to you. What are you talking about? I thought the pop was my name. I
say a lot of stupid shit to you.
This is a crazy episode, bro. We're at an hour 20 right now.
So my wife asked me why I never buy flowers for her. Wait. My wife asked why I never buy her flowers.
Why do you never buy her flowers?
I didn't even know she sold flowers.
Come on, man. She's trying to make a buck, bro. Contribute. Yeah, sure. This sounds right. Leo Tolstoy. The strongest of all warriors are these two. Time and patience.
Oh.
Kind of sounds like exactly what true we talked
statement.
About.
That's a very true statement.
This is episode 99.
Episode 99.
My brother. And I first... Just in general, I apologize for even feeling the way I feel sometimes. I don't like it.
Okay, so that's your first mistake, is apologizing for it. Because feelings are, I can't tell you how to feel, and you can't tell me how to feel. So if you're feeling a way, don't apologize for it. That's your first mistake.
Okay.
Feel the way you feel.
Got okay? it.
Yep. Air it out, and let's get past it. But don't ever apologize for how you feel, because nobody knows how you're feeling except for you. And something that's very important for people to understand, especially you, because me and you are having this conversation. Sometimes feelings are what will bury you. So it's okay to feel that way and get it out. Don't apologize for feeling a way that's uncomfortable for you. Okay?
Yes, sir.
That's it. That's enough.
Well, I love you anyway.
I love you too, brother. Listen, man, if you guys like what you hear, I know this one's been different, but we're coming up on 100.
It's a big deal, bro.
It's a big deal. Only, what, 7.8% or something like that make it past 100?
7% was the max.
Yeah.
Come on, bro.
Come on.
We show sustainability. Somebody pick up on this.
Take this ride with us, man.
Hey, I did have to say this. Somebody made a comment about the new music. They said it sounded like a Ford commercial. Ford trucks, baby.
Oh, no.
We're going to say it's a Chevy.
Have you ever seen the thing where the dude's rubbing his buddy's thigh and he's like, have you ever felt what it's like to get pre-wood inside of some pressed Wranglers? That's what it's like to drive a Ford F-150. And it shows his buddy, no, you can't be a Ford commercial.
It's a Chevy.
I'm just kidding. Ford, we need a sponsor.